Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller this week talking about all things band. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So the Sylacauga band program is headed up by none other than Mr. Samuel Childs, who, full disclosure, is a good personal best friend of mine for more than 23 years. So we've known each other for a long time. He's the reason why I'm here in Sylacauga. So I got to clear that out of the way.
So we owe him a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Samuel. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm super excited about the topic of conversation today because I've worked closely with Samuel over the years and seen his professional career grow and blossom. And so anyway, you wanted to shine a light today on all the great things happening in band,
yes.
Particularly some honors that have been achieved. So where do we go from here?
Well, I'm going to mention first that we saw huge growth at our high school for our report card score.
Mm-hmm.
And there is research that exists that says students who are involved in the arts, such as band, tend to see heightened achievement in academia subjects. And so I think you'll see a direct correlation with the increase in our ACT scores, with the accolades that our band has provided with our students as well. And so we wanted to highlight that and highlight the work that Mr. Childs is doing with them and just all things band.
Yeah, absolutely. Samuel, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So where do we go from here? Where do you want to start in terms of recognizing the students that have achieved what this past year? Do you want to go back to the spring?
Sure.
For a second? Yeah, let's start there and then we'll work our way up. So what happened in concert season, jazz band season, all the things from the spring of this past year?
Well, we went to MPA. It was music performance assessment. It's the first week of March, last week of February, depending where it falls. We got all superior ratings on stage and in sight reading. So we have a long streak. Except for the COVID year, I believe it's 9 consecutive years of superior ratings for concert band. So which is really impressive, is very, very difficult to do. So we have some really hardworking students, and we actually will start working towards that the 1st of January, and we have 6 weeks to prepare for that. But then in April, we went to San Antonio. We were invited to perform the Flambeau Fiesta Parade, which Dr. Eller accompanied us with us on the trip, and it was a great trip, one of my favorite band trips I've taken. Kids had a blast. The parade was a little longer than 2.7 miles.
Yes, they told us
it was closer to 4.
Okay. Wow. That's quite okay.
But kids did great. It was a great performance. I say it was a really good, really great trip. Got to go to the Alamo, downtown, went to the Riverwalk. But they had a blast and it was a great trip. Zoo. It was action-packed, SeaWorld, Six Flags, like...
That's awesome.
Yes. It's a great trip.
That's
great. And I just appreciate my board for allowing me the opportunity to go.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, I might have small interactions with some of the educators, some of the parents, and some of the students, but it really allowed me to have meaningful, extended time with all of those entities with band, which, you know, to me, helps me better make decisions.
Sure.
When you're looking at, you know, decisions that have to be made, you know, I'm able to see it from that viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And then able to really see firsthand the impact that programs are having on our students and on their parents as well. And so it was great for me to be there, to be involved, to be able to see firsthand just really what the band is doing for our students and for our school and for our community.
Well, you know, you can't go anywhere without seeing the marching Aggie band and seeing them, especially in the fall season. And we just recently saw them at the parade. So moving into the fall season, what did it look like in terms of band competitions that you had for this past year?
We had a great competition season. We lost a lot of seniors last year. And so we're sort of rebuilding from there. But we went to Albertville, and we went to Prattville, which we Sylacauga hasn't been to Prattville in a while, over a decade. And so there was two great competitions, got all superior ratings at both competitions. The first competition, the majorettes also received best in class. And then at Prattville competition, you know, of course, all categories, we got superior ratings. Color Guard and Majorettes got best in class, and band received second in overall in class, which has not happened here in Sylacauga in quite some time, getting a top three placement. So getting second place, we were just really just a few ticks off getting first place. So we had a really successful season. Like I said, they did a really great job this past year, and it was a fun year doing Back to the Future. So the kids really loved that too. So.
My personal favorite.
Yes.
That was a good one. That's my favorite movie of all time. So I can remember when Samuel called me. I was on the interstate. I was driving somewhere. And he played a little bit of it in the background of like what he was working on. And it was just the chimes. It was the, you know, if you've ever seen Back to the Future, you know, that's a terrible representation of what it was. but you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen Back to the Future. So anyway, I was just like, yes, absolutely. And so anyway, the show was fantastic. So that was competition season. So now you're working into what? You're working into All-State
competition, well, All-State's right? More of an individual thing, band is getting ready. Concert band goes for MPA coming up.
Right.
That's our assessment. Yes. That'll be end of February, beginning of March. And then we have concerts coming up in April. We'll have a show announcement for our 2027 trip in March. So it just never stops, but, all state wise, is more of an individual, students to work. And we have some, that did all state jazz band this year. Mm-hmm. And, for the seventh year in a row, we had someone make, all state jazz band, Edwin McGrady, made gold band, gold's a top band there. So gold, silver and bronze. And he'll be participating and representing Sylacauga, on January 22nd in Birmingham at the BJCC. So, we're excited about that. And then just around the corner, we have all state auditions at the end of January coming up. And we have a handful of tryouts for that. And then we also have all county auditions, which is all the Talladega County schools. And we usually have a great number turnout for that. So that's all coming up in January, and we're getting ready, and the students are preparing. Some of them are taking instruments home, preparing over this 2-week break. So.
I know you've got a lot going on, and just it seems like you're spinning a lot of plates when it comes to the band. I mean, you just got a lot, just several things and several irons in the fire, it seems like. And mm-hmm. But I mean, I know you got to be proud of the accomplishments there, because like you said earlier, students who are well rounded, they're not just in one specific category. In terms of just being in the classroom, they're well rounded and doing extracurricular things, different tracks, different courses allows for that. That grade, that report card mm-hmm. score to go high. So,
well, and I think we're also seeing the impact now of having the music program at our elementary schools that's focusing on vocal and instrumental, and then having that split at the middle school as well, where we can have one instructor that's focusing more on all things band, and the other that's focusing more all on choral. Mm-hmm. So, that was one of the ideas that actually Mr. Childs had several years ago, is for us to look at splitting that at the middle school.
Okay.
And giving, the opportunity for instructors to hone in on their craft.
Yeah.
And so I think that we're seeing the benefit of that now, even though we lost the big group of seniors last year, what you're getting in your program are students that have already received introduction and some quality experience with band and with musical instruments.
It's really telling. I emcee the band competition for Samuel, and it's typically the same gist year after year. Right. the middle school comes on and they perform their three songs, then the high school comes on. But it's always great to hear those middle school students, because as the script has read, they've only been playing their instruments for 3 months. Is that right?
The sixth grade
beginner band. That's what I'm talking about. And you can just see the pride in their faces, to be able to know that, they're seeing the fruits of their labor in front of these families. And, I know for Samuel, I'm sure probably it's encouraging to know that, this is a foundation that he, along with his staff of teachers, are working towards, to the culmination of bigger and better things as they get into high school. So. Right. I get that. That's great. Talk about your staff or your co-teachers in this world with band, and how they help support the greater overall mission.
Yes. Miss Emily Peterson is the middle school director at Nichols Lawson. She's also the assistant high school director. But she does 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade, and then percussion also at the middle school, which is great to have those opportunities for those students to build those skills. And then I have some awesome help with our auxiliaries. We have Wren Griffith, who works with our major and does an incredible job. And then Whitney Wheeler works with our color guard and also does an incredible job. And we were really blessed to have them working with us. Like I said, best in class. And that just doesn't happen without the support of people being there constantly and helping them be the best they can be and getting the most out of the students every day. We do have, I would like to bring some attention real quick to the choral side and theater side. Miss Brannon is our new choir and theater director, and she has just had auditions for Matilda, which is coming out in spring, and we're our first time going to have middle school. Got a ton of middle school students that came out and auditioned, so it's going to be middle school and high school sort of combined. So we're really excited to see what she has in store for the program and how to, you know, try to transition like we've done for the band and, you know, choir side, starting in middle school, going to the high school. Now I think it's going to be really awesome to watch the theater just sort of blossom, starting at the middle school and then bringing them on up. So we're really excited about that.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yes.
You're a theater.
Yes.
Theater girl.
And choral.
Here. And choral.
Yeah. I didn't teach choral.
Yeah. But
I was involved in it for a long, long time.
And Miss Brannon, did you say Brannon? Uh-huh. Like Brannon, like my, like me?
Yeah. Ian, though.
Yes. Oh, Ian, no, okay, no relation.
Yes.
So she does choral and theater,
yes.
You're saying. Okay, great.
Yes. Well, she's cultivating the program, starting at the middle school.
Okay.
So that we can kind of build up interest and excitement and all of that. And she's graduated from the Mobile area as well.
Of course, probably a University of Mobile graduate.
Yes.
I was going to say.
There's all the arts.
Go
right
Rams,
there.
Yeah. both my parents went there, and that's those are the arts at work. Absolutely.
Yes.
Martez Tidwell, also former UM grad, who we remember from a few years ago. Okay, last question for you, Samuel. Putting you on the spot, you don't have to answer it truly, but which do you like better, marching band season or concert band season?
I honestly love it all. It
just
it has a different season.
Yeah.
You know, you switch gears and keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
And then we have jazz sprinkled in there throughout the year as well. So you don't get stuck doing one thing and you got to be on top of it.
Yep.
Because you blink and it's over and, well, can't do that anymore. You know, we can't fix that and it's time for concert band. So I will say the concert band season side is when you really see the growth in the students. Because when marching season, you're memorizing a show and you're doing the same songs in the stands and you just do it and do it and do it and do it. So while you're perfecting it, you're not really watching them grow and learn. And so if I had one of the teacher side of things, I enjoy watching them when we start in November, December, and then see where they are in May. It's just outstanding to see the growth of the students from 9th to 10th grade to 10th to 11th and so on.
Yeah, it's exciting to watch. And we're just thankful to have a seat in the stand, so to speak, and be able to watch what you're able to do. Next time that we can hear the jazz band will be April 1st at 1 on Mix 106.5.
Yes. And if I had to pick favorites, that's my favorite.
That's
I
your
love
favorite,
jazz.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love jazz.
For sure. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Not that I don't love all the other two.
Yeah.
No. I had two of my children that participated with the band.
Yeah.
So.
It's good stuff, for sure. Well, Samuel, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for shining
for
a light on what we're doing. Well, really, Dr. Eller, thank you for bringing Samuel along. And looking forward to so many great things to come here for bands. And one of the big things that we've been excited about for the holiday season has been Santa. We've seen a lot of Santa in Silicaga City schools. This past weekend, we saw Santa at a Breakfast with Santa, right?
Yes.
And then yesterday,
he made an appearance by helicopter at Indian Valley.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You should have seen the children squealing.
I bet. Yes. That's got to be exciting. Yeah. I can imagine.
My grand boy said that's their favorite event.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
Is Santa by helicopter. And this afternoon, speaking all things band and music, we do have our music concert at Pinecrest this afternoon. And so...
Yeah.
Welcome to come and join us. And I'm told they're going to play the ukuleles.
Okay.
So there's going to be a little bit of musical instruments at the concert as well. And Miss Lewis does a fabulous job with our elementary students.
Looking forward to it all. Thank you, Samuel, once again, for talking to us about all things band. And Dr. Eller, thank you for shining a light on it.
Yes. We just wish everyone has a wonderful holiday season. As you know, tomorrow we get out half a day, and then we will be home for the holiday seasons. And so just so grateful for our community, for our parents, for our partnerships, such as Radio Alabama, and just pray everybody enjoys their holiday break.
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
Yes.